The Methane Hunters. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists are trying to find leaky gas wells and pipelines. They want to know how much of this infrastructure is leaking methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Reed Fraser tagged along with a research team that's trying to answer that question.
It's actually a blue line with this green line, but you can't even see it anymore.
Naomi Zimmerman is checking a computer screen inside a white van that looks like it came straight from an episode of Storm Chasers. Zimmerman is leading a team of researchers from Carnegie Mellon University looking for methane here in the rolling hills of northeastern Pennsylvania. The team's first stop is about a half an hour away, next to a pipeline tucked onto the back edges of a local farm. They park their van and turn on the equipment. A minute later, scientists see a spike on the levels on their computer screen. The team is picking up about 1.2 parts per million of methane, or about 12 times the amount they would normally see coming off of a well pad. Then they see the levels go even higher.
Just went up to 9 ppm.
Wow.
These readings could help Zimmerman and other researchers answer what's become an important question: how much natural gas is leaking into the atmosphere?
If you're not burning the natural gas, then, and you're releasing sort of pure methane into the atmosphere, the methane has a much higher global warming potential than carbon dioxide on like sort of a 25-year timescale.
Zimmerman's colleagues at Carnegie Mellon have found the EPA has been underestimating methane leak rates for years, but they're still not sure exactly how much of it is escaping the country's oil and gas system. Why can't they figure this out? One reason is the sheer number of places where gas can escape. Mark Bowling is a vice president for Southwestern Energy.
We're not talking about one big facility that you have one stack and says, well, there's your source, it's coming out there.
Instead, each step of the natural gas network contains hundreds of places where gas can escape. The EPA and several states, including Colorado and Pennsylvania, have begun implementing methane regulations on the oil and gas industry. Bowling resists these types of regulations. He says it's better to let companies decide how to reduce their own emissions. And there's evidence that companies are starting to take methane pollution seriously.
One, zero, plus one, plus two, plus three.
That's audio from a satellite launch in India this June. Aboard the rocket was a satellite called Claire, equipped with high-resolution methane sensors. Stéphane Germain is CEO of GHG Sat, the Montreal-based company that launched the satellite. His clients include ExxonMobil and Shell, which are already subject to a carbon tax in Canada.
Industrial operators would be financially motivated to better understand their emissions so that they can control them and ultimately reduce them.
Using satellites to measure greenhouse gases is a technique NASA has used for years. But with higher resolution sensors, satellites may become an early warning system to help on-the-ground teams find and fix leaks. Daniel Jacob is a Harvard climate scientist.
They can tell you, aha, you got a hot spot here. And then once you figure it out from space that you have a hot spot, then you can dispatch ground-based instruments to figure out where this methane is coming from.
Jacob's current project is using Claire, which is scheduled to start sending methane readings back to Earth this fall. For the Environment Report, I'm Reed Fraser.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.